Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, Texans might not do it, but J.J. Watt is. Stephon Diggs making a public appearance. It's the J.J. Watt Charity Classic. I believe it is May 4th. Here is the roster. Starting with the Texas legends, and these are the real legends. Texans legends. J.J. Watt, Andre Johnson, Brian Cushing, D'Amico Ryans, Shane Leckler, Jonathan Joseph, Antonio Smith, T.J. Yates, Kareem Jackson, Glover Quinn, Owen Daniels, and Kevin Walter.
It's a squad.
That's a squad.
J.J.'s got the legends, huh?
Yeah.
Figgy ain't going to be judging tailgates with this group. I promise you that.
I do wonder what Arian
Maybe
Foster
Kevin
said.
Maybe Kevin Walter.
I do wonder what Arian Foster said when they asked him, though. He's like, nah, I'm just going to stay in the house. I like staying in the house.
Arian's had an interesting take yesterday. He said he doesn't like going out anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's why I'm wondering. I'm like, yeah.
I seen another interesting tape from him. He did a poll and said, "Do black folks like pretzels?"
Yeah, pretzels. Do you like pretzels?
I like pretzels. Yeah.
Do you like pretzels?
I'm never gonna pick it. Like only on a plane. Only if it's all this available.
I mean, I'm not going to the grocery store to get them.
Like you're not going in. I've always said you're not going in white or black. You're not going in a gas station. And your dad telling you as a kid, hey, you can get a bag of chips and a drink, or you can get a snack and a drink, and you're picking pretzels.
As a kid or as an adult, me and my dad could go in the store right now. He'll pick up the tab, whatever I want. Just put it on the counter. It will not be pretzels.
Yeah, that has never happened. There will never be a time where I grab a bag of bland-ass pretzels.
No.
I remember getting stoned with my friend KB talking about this, and I was like, pretzel? Who buys pretzels at the gas station?
I do like the honey pretzels.
If you're gonna give me a mix or something, you can put some pretzels in some Gardettos or whatever. We can get down.
Yeah, like how many snacks do you have to be out of for me to go pretzels?
Yeah,
you got to be out of all the chips, all the sweets, like
you like hot pretzels.
All of the nuts, Pauls, like cashews, everything else. Like,
what about Auntie Annie's?
Yeah, I mess with Auntie Annie's.
Yeah.
I mess with Auntie Annie's.
Pretzel dogs?
Yeah, I'll do those. The pretzel dogs go eat.
The salt pretzels?
Hey, those pretzel dogs got a little something in them. I don't know if it's heroin or what, but it's got something in them that is really addictive inside
amazing,
of here.
Dude.
I don't know what it is, but I could eat like 50 of them.
H-E-B had some, but it's not like Auntie Annie's, but they got some pretzel dogs that go in. So current Texans taking on the legends. Stephon Diggs on the roster. How about that? J.J. Watt can get him to be public front and center. Texans can't. No press conference. C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson, Tank Dell. Let's coach the bases, please. John Weeks, Laremy Tunsil, Titus Howard. Let's coach the other base, please. Jimmy Ward, Kyami Fairbairn, Case Keenum, Jalen Petrie, Dalton Schultz, Nico Collins, Danielle Hunter. I mean, good Lord, JJ. Bringing out the whole.
That's the whole squad.
I mean, golly.
Yeah.
Man.
He pulled out all the stops.
Jeez.
Even got the new guy on there, Stephon Diggs.
And Danielle Hunter.
Yeah. Well, Danielle Hunter, we've seen. We know Danielle
Hunter. Hope they don't play too hard, man.
Man. I don't know. There's a lot of guys. Just take it easy. Yeah, just be easy on it. Goodness gracious, JJ. This is going to be May 4th. It's going to be at Constellation Field in Sugar Land, the J.J. Watt Charity Classic.
Don't sprint too hard.
Go get some tickets if you want. How much do these tickets cost? How much do you think these cost?
Ooh.
Well, for charity?
About 20. I'd say 50.
Ooh, 50.
50 bucks. I mean, it's for a charitable cause. Yeah. You got all of these celebrities in there playing. Like, I'm going to say 50. Stephon Diggs, by the way, he is slowly becoming a softball, Houston softball.
This is second one.
Charity legend. Like, this is his thing. He did the Cactus Jack thing. Is that what Travis Scott called it? The Cactus Jack, softball classic or whatever it was. Now he's doing this one. That's the second one in less than, 6 months?
Damn, man.
Pretty good.
This ticket. Good Lord, JJ.
$50?
You crazy?
80?
Right above the dugout, $250.
Oh, JJ.
$250, man, all along. Then we
At least
got,
that's above the dugout.
We got section 6 right there, first baseline, $150.
Bro, it's for charity.
You want to sit in section 11, dugout box, 45. You got some 25s in the outfield and some 20s in the grass. That's good. Okay. It's going towards charity.
Yeah, that's sound like a regular game to me.
At least he's bringing some... He's bringing some heavy hitters. Boy, 250. My goodness.
Yeah, man. I'm about to figure out some connections for that one. 250.
These events just don't. Know. You know what I want to request? Because you know he's going to be there. Need Mark Berman working just for this night. That needs to be the special guest. He needs to have Mark Berman doing the interviews between innings. Mark Berman coming out of retirement. I'm going to suggest this right now.
Well, I wouldn't mind Mark Berman calling balls and strikes. I don't know if he's tall enough, actually, to be the home plate umpire. Mark Berman?
Yes.
But I wouldn't mind seeing him out
there. Have him throw the first pitch.
There you go.
Let's make Et M. Berman. The hell is Berman on Twitter?
Did he change? Does it not say Fox no more?
I think he took that off.
Yeah. My M. Berman, Mark Berman. One of those.
There it is, at Mark Berman.
Nah, but I think that would be a nice little touch, nice little flavor to it. Add some more local legends. So you can get John McClain out there to say play ball.
Nah, he's done enough.
He has. But see, Berman doesn't want the attention, man. He doesn't want the attention. He just wants to be cool.
All right, there you go. Come out of retirement.
I'd be with this, though. I'd be with this Mark Berman. Any kind of Mark Berman, first pitch, play ball, let him ump. I could go down with that. Somebody, yeah. Hey, this is a nobody's talking about from the 832. John Weeks could be on both teams.
Yeah, that was a joke when D'Amico did his pictures.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is a new way of looking at it. He could play, like, which softball team does he play on?
Good. We have some news in the NFL involving wide receivers and voluntary workouts. Two of the biggest names in the game not voluntarily working out. Here's Ian Rappaport with the report.
CeeDee Lamb, the star receiver for the Dallas Cowboys, who no doubt he is not present in Dallas. No surprise, he will remain away until at least he gets the money that he believes that he deserves. Similar situation for Justin Jefferson, the Minnesota Vikings star receiver. He also is not at voluntary offseason conditioning.
Man, wide receiver problems. Can't relate. All of our wide receivers are fed and happy.
I kind of wonder, like, if there's a wide receiver that's pissed next year, and let's say it's Jefferson or CeeDee Lamb, and you look at the Texans' wide receiver position, Noah Brown's coming off the books. Robert Woods is coming off the books. Nico Collins is coming off the books. Stephon Diggs is coming off the books. It's going to be the final year of C.J. Stroud on a rookie deal. C- Could the Texans eventually be that team that trades for the disgruntled receiver in his prime? Not Diggs past his prime, but you saw the Bills do it with Josh Allen. You saw the Dolphins do it with Tua. Like, if they're like let's say Jefferson doesn't get his deal and he's ticked off. Do we see a situation where perhaps the Texans are in this market, or do you just stay away from that?
I mean, I think the market that you saw this year, this offseason, tells you that. I understand you saying Diggs passes prime, whatever, like it doesn't necessarily compare, but I feel like that's the same mentality. Like the same mentality that says, hey, we got going into next year, we got Nico Collins and Tank Dell under contract. Let's go get Stephon Diggs anyway. Before that, let's go get Keenan Allen anyway. It didn't work out, but they...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm talking big. I'm talking a Tyreek Hill. But I'm talking a Stephon Diggs in his prime.
It's the same mentality. To me, it's the exact same thing.
It's like, not the same.
No, to me, if you're going to go get Stephon Diggs and add him to two wide receivers that are arguably close to being number ones already, and then you're losing two of those guys, going to go get one, to me, is basically the same thing. CeeDee Lamb paired with Tank Dell, a move like that to me is not that much different than taking, you know, going to go get Stephon Diggs to have him join Tank Dell and Nico
Lost
Collins.
Your damn mind.
That's the same type of energy.
Except you're going to be paying CD probably like $30 million.
Yeah, it's the same type of energy. It's going to cost more, but that's the same type of energy to me. Yeah, no, I'd absolutely say yes, they would do it if it makes sense for them.
How do you feel about the D-line going around the NFL with B. Scott here on In the Loop Sports Radio 60? How do you feel about the D-line?
I'm feeling a little bit better just over time. Maybe some of it has to do with watching that last Colts game, the last regular season game of Malik Collins not necessarily being as good as maybe I remembered him being. But Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson on the edges, I feel like you can figure out in the middle. And it's the thing that I'm most intrigued by with the draft, not just, hey, what do they do with those top picks, but where does the defensive tackle come from?
So you're not sitting here saying, man, they really got to get a D lineman. You're not there.
I think they should get one, but I don't think it's like.
But you're not like dying for it.
No.
All right, here's D'Amico Ryans.
They don't have a position like that for me.
Here's D'Amico talking about what he expects from D lineman as they look at adding guys.
With our defensive tackle's position, what we're looking for, you know, we play in an attack style front, and we want guys who can attack. On guys, you can do that no matter the size, right? You talk about, is there a certain size you're looking for? I've seen guys do it at 280, 290, seen guys do it at 315. So there's a different range for different types of players. It's all about our guys just being explosive up front and being able to do what we're asking them to do.
Yeah, one thing I don't necessarily believe there is that the size doesn't matter. I do think he prefers a bigger defensive line.
You think he prefers bigger? Like, yeah. How big? Like sweat?
Well, I don't know if that's we're talking about a whole different category.
Well, I'm talking about just size.
Is he big or is he gargantuan? Like, I'm talking about normal big. Like Hassan Ridgeway last year, the dude that they had last year. 6'3". Yeah. I forget how
he
exactly.
Might be back, right?
He was only on a one-year deal. So keep a lookout for that. Tore his Achilles, had an injury before that. But he was by far, and this is kind of an underrated storyline, but he was by far their biggest interior defensive lineman. And he only played, three, maybe five games started. I think he only played like a few games. So they could bring him back, and he could be somebody that's a rotational piece and is somebody that we did not see a lot of last year.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like a thing that you rely on. I mean,
he's going to be a rotational piece last year too. Yeah. Like, it's just another guy out there who's got the background with DeMeco, right? Played it in San Francisco the year before. Started for a really good defense at times. So
yeah, I just think that sometimes you get greedy. The pieces around can lead you to be okay with a rotation of D linemen. I think you can be okay with it. But who knows? There is a guy that is a popular name. His name's Braden Fisk. He played at Florida State. Here was him on NFL Network talking about what he feels he brings to the table. I'm actually kind of intrigued to hear what you think about him, because he kind of seems to be, I want to say polarizing, but he seems to be a popular name that Texans fans like to discuss. Here is Fisk on NFL Network.
A lot of the question marks was, can he play against the better competition or whatever you want to call it? Yeah. But for one, it's surreal. Just the opportunity. You walk into these buildings, you're like, this is everything you dreamed of, everything you've been waiting for. And I mean, that's the surreal part. But, it's just grateful. I mean, just gratitude of the whole situation is, kind of the biggest part of it. But, keep my head down and keep working, because this is just like the beginning of the process. There's going to be a lot more that comes with this. We still got to get on a team. Still got to make teams. Still got to play ball. And that's what I'm forward to.
I'm not as big on this guy as a lot of people are.
I feel like the only thing.
Dude, he was in college for 6 years.
And the only thing.
5 years, and then he went to Florida State.
The only thing that I
maybe
is
like
into,
their third draft pick, but not the first. I don't want him at 42.
No, absolutely not. 42.
And I'm not trying to go
wild.
Amobi Okoye, where it's like, what a good pick, because he's 19.
It just seems like there should be too many good players. Like, I almost would rather take the best receiver available over him at 42. And we've already talked about that kind of being a position of luxury. Just don't sleep on it. But the only thing that intrigues me about this dude is literally the size. Pause. Like, he's 6'5", 300 pounds. And I do feel like that is more along the lines of what DeMeco wants, despite what he said in the clip that we played earlier. So, like, I'm intrigued by him being a bigger body, but just based off of what he accomplished the 1 year at Florida State.
He did kill the Senior Bowl, though. They do like guys who kill Senior Bowls.
He was
apparently having a pretty good time at the Senior Bowl.
That's going to benefit him. That is going to benefit him for sure. They're into the Senior Bowl. You ever listen to John Harris talk about this, man, the Texans as a collective are Senior Bowl guys. So
don't get John Harris started on a Senior Bowl.
No.
You get him out there in a special teams practice, my God,
working a jugs machine,
and he's sitting there breaking down gunners and all that.
He was the one that had me wanting to draft a wide receiver. I mean, he was talking about wide receivers that I hadn't even heard of before that were going to be available late, that could be available to them. This is when they still had a first round pick. Like, yo, it's got to be receiver.
I got John Harris on tomorrow, the stream, 10:30.
Oh, that's gonna be good.
Draft Mania.
That is gonna be good.
We're gonna go through it all.
Perhaps the best draft mind that you got locally. Certainly like top 2-3, gotta be. If not the best.
Yeah. No doubt. For sure. Wide receiver, polarizing position. Right now the talk is Marvin Harrison Jr. the top wide receiver. C.J. Stroud played with him. Here was C.J. Stroud. Chancellor Jay, KPRC. He asked the question about wide receiver one. I think you know what C.J. Stroud thinks about Marvin Harrison and where he stands.
Put on the tape. he's done it from really his freshman year, his true freshman year, to now. I think I read something like he's NFL ready, but other guys have more potential. That makes no sense. Like, what? Like, if you're NFL ready, how is that not potential? You know, like, you want longevity. You want somebody who's been doing it, and for him, that's what he sleeps, eats, and he breathes. He's a worldly talent, but also his work ethic and, how he gravitates, like, that room. For me, I mean, I think I would love to play with him again. I know I probably won't get that opportunity for a while, but I'm super, super proud of him. And man, who's up there, man, be smart. Don't be dumb. Don't think too hard.
All right, there you go.
Oh, I didn't catch that for a while part in the first time.
I heard that. What is he thinking? Is Marvin Harrison going to whine his way to Houston? What if there's like a trade up?
Yeah. Hey.
Texans trading up for Marvin Harrison Jr.
Hey.
Trade with the Cardinals, another draft day trade.
I would not.
Yes, you would. That's expensive.
Oh, dude. It would be the dumbest thing ever that would get me as excited as hell. I'd be like, what the hell are the Texans doing? Now, where's my Marvin Harrison Jr. Jersey or T-shirt?
How weird would that?
Dude, I'd be criticizing it and celebrating it all at the same damn time.
You don't look like your dad at all, right?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Well, underrated. My dad's lighter than I am. If you make me lighter or make him darker, we look a lot more alike.
Yeah, y'all don't look alike.
And then I got the dreadlocks, too. So
yeah.
Cut my hair, though. You'll see it's the same head and funny ears, big feet. I got his traits or his attributes. We just don't look alike in the face.
I say all that because Marvin Harrison Jr., I mean, if you would have just shown me that kid, even when he had the long hair, and you wouldn't have said anything about it, I would have said that is Marvin Harrison's son.
Yeah.
It is. I don't think I've ever seen a kid look as much like his dad as Marvin Harrison Jr. does Marvin Harrison Sr.
Ooh.
Ever.
Ooh, this is a good one. Hey, he probably doesn't know the Leverts, huh? Eddie and Gerald. Gerald Levert looked like Eddie Levert, I thought.
Yeah.
That's one.
Yeah.
From the OJs. But I had to go back. I mean, how long has Gerald Levert been dead? Like 20 years? Yeah. I had to go back. That's a good one.
Name another athlete father son that look like damn twins like that.
So it's not father son, but the brothers. I feel like Eli and what's the oldest brother, Cooper?
Yeah.
I feel like Eli and Cooper look like just whatever their age difference is, but they look a lot alike. They're drawn from Archie, but they don't look exactly like him. But they look like spitting image to me.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is kind of wild.
Coming up next, the NFL, they make an interesting decision. They make a business decision that leads to the following question. Where are the most underrated places to get drunk? Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.